Hello and welcome to the premiere of Good Vibes Only, a KBOO podcast focused on people spreading good vibes in memorable and unexpected ways. My name is Dresden, and with me today are Jill and Mark, creators of the Higher Thought Cannabis Game, which is a non-competitive card game designed to be played under the influence of marijuana. Jill and Mark, can you elaborate on how the game works?
How it works is that you gather some people together, either friends or strangers or a mixture of both, and you get high together, lightly, just very lightly, so that you can impact your imagination and make it work for you under the cannabis feeling. And then you answer these questions that we either tested or created in some kind of, had some sort of connection to cannabis when we were creating it.
Yeah, most of the questions are open-ended. So they don't have any correct answer, and they can, you know, this conversation can go on. And every time I encounter the question, I might have something different to say. Something like, can love be earned or is it always a gift? You know, catch me on any given day and I might have something else to say about it.
What is your personal favorite question from Higher Thought, the cannabis game?
Go ahead, Joe.
I think it is. Well, one of my favorites is, does life speak to you in symbols? If so, how? And I've had that happen. You know, symbols been spoken to me through my life a lot. So I love that one.
Can you give an example?
Right now, I was puzzling over something terrible in my life. I was really in a lot of agony, and I was working a lot in a spiritual sense with the spider energy. Mm. And so I was laying in my bath one night, and I asked a question. It was a question that was continually in my mind. And a spider came down from the ceiling and bent its body into the shape of an X. And then it said to me, it said, got it? And I said, yep. And then it crawled all the way up and was gone. It disappeared. I looked up in my rune book under the X, and it answered my question. It was a perfect answer for my question. So that was like probably the farthest I've taken having that kind of symbol happen in my life, like through an animal in that moment. Usually it's like, you know, you see a word on a truck or something.
Can you elaborate on what the answer was that you received?
It was something about partnership, and it was something about integration, and it was just, it answered, it was, you know, a sort of a metaphysical oracle book kind of situation. So, but I can't exactly remember the whole, because the most exciting thing about it was that I had had that communication with a spider in that moment. Yeah.
And Mark, any symbols in your life?
Well, one that comes to mind is when I lived up in the Berkeley Hills, and I lived near the Strawberry Canyon Trail, and my mailbox was like right near the dead end of the road, you know, because I lived on the dead end. And I walked to my mailbox one day, and there was a huge, it was on a post, right? So the mailbox was atop of a little post. There was a huge king snake coiled around the bottom of the post. And it was a benign snake, right? But there was a very difficult letter in the mailbox. That's all I will say about it. It was a letter that, and I think the snake's presence was cautioning me to be cautious, and to remember to look at how I needed to take care of myself in response to this letter.
Wow, cool!
And yeah, that wasn't a dream. That was
real life.
How often do you get like a snake just wrapped up around the
Never.
But life talks to me in symbols all the time.
And why is it so necessary for the game to, it's strongly recommended to play the game while under the influence of marijuana. And I'm interested in hearing why that's such a significant part of the game.
For me, I think, you know, I really notice the kind of masks people put on for work, and, you know, they will be very much in their heads. I probably am doing that right now because I haven't had any cannabis. And, you know, just very logical and sort of thinking it through and not really connecting, not really coming from a heart place. And I just really feel that cannabis kind of lets you shed a little bit, a few of those layers of your self-defenses and your thinky sort of personality, and gets you closer to heart response reaction.
more vulnerable and more tapped into the subconscious.
Exactly. Perfect.
Okay. I would add that for me, cannabis also can bring me into the moment, and causes me to have a better awareness of all the things I'm feeling in a given moment. Whereas when I'm not high, I tend to be kind of agenda driven. And so in that way, it's more conducive to lingering with an open-ended question rather than responding with something that's kind of pre-prepared or canned or automatic.
So I definitely feel that the game is taking a stance on the type of vulnerability we allow one another when we have a meaningful conversation. Do you feel that the game takes a stance on the public perception on marijuana?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm not allowed to curse on... Okay. Oh, my goodness. I mean, the stereotypical images of the stoner drive me nuts. It's like it was always either the extreme of the R. Crumb, belly-gazing, wasted person, or somebody who's using drugs to go way out into the cosmos. You know, it was always the extremes, right? But in real life, cannabis stimulates all kinds of connective thoughts and creative thoughts and solutions to problems you wouldn't necessarily have thought of otherwise. I used to, for 12 years, I was an English community college English teacher, and I used to go for walks on UC Berkeley campus, and the best ideas for classroom activities would come to me when I was high, and I implemented them, you know, and I did very well as a teacher. I mean, you know, that, I think we're definitely pushing back on this idea that marijuana makes you less intelligent. I think it can enhance intelligence. It can be a lot if you take too much, and can be a lot to integrate. But on the whole, I think it stimulates intelligence.
I was really curious to see, you know, sort of what the personality of cannabis could be without all of its sort of background gateway drug connotations, you know, and just all of this sort of heavy, cruddy imagery around all of that, because it was considered a drug, in quotes, as opposed to something that could be used in very gentle ways.
A medicine,
you know,
plant.
It's not all, a medicine plant, a plant of medicine. Yeah. So I think we definitely went into it with a consciousness of wanting to flip that on its side and sort of disassociate it with some of its history.
What type of influence do you feel you're putting out within this game?
I think we're saying, here's a new way to think about cannabis. Just shed all of the old projections on it in terms of, you know, the pre-prohibition projections on cannabis, and just think about it in a new way. I mean, I've long felt that whatever job I've been in, and I've had lots of jobs in my life, that I've just been there basically to radiate good vibes and make people have a good experience and just be one of the contributing factors to a good experience. I mean, that's basically what I just happen to have been paid for it most of the time. But this is what part of, you know, my life's work, I suppose, if it includes having children and raising children and creating art, this is it. To create something that allows people that vulnerability, allows them to hear each other, and allows them to go to imaginative places that they don't normally get to go. That's my gift. That would be my gift to stick in this box and send out into the world.
Mark, do you have a follow-up?
I envision people relaxing in surprising ways, finding themselves relaxed and interested and intrigued in new ways, surprising and pleasurable and heart-opening ways. And I imagine people's brains being a little bit more stimulated in a lateral thinking kind of way. And I hope that some episodes of playing the game will lead to people having inspirations for themselves and possibly for with ideas that, that benefit everybody, and possibly maybe even just having the experience of feeling so pleasant about just listening to other people and exploring what we really think about some of these things, you know, going to these rooms in our minds we don't normally visit, and having a greater sense of possibility for how to experience life and how to move in the world. That's my most grandiose ambition or idea about the game.
To celebrate diversity in how we're approaching the world.
I like that. That works.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. How can people find your game?
Well, they can find it at, well, they can find it online.
At our website,
higherthoughtcannabisgame.com, or thecannabisgame.com also works, but there's a second of hesitation because it, let's see. But yeah, on our website now, it's under one of the tabs.
So and you can buy it directly from our website. So you can
Can save shipping costs if you buy it at the store in Portland.
Yeah. Well, you two are definitely putting out good vibes in memorable and unexpected ways. Thanks for helping me kick off the Good Vibes Only playlist. My name is Dresden. With me today were Jill and Mark, co-creators of the game, The Higher Thought Cannabis Game. Thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you for having us, Dresden.
You're welcome.